Action Park Media.
All right, welcome to Victory the Podcast, special edition Rams Victory, sponsored by Bud Light, and we're lucky enough to have Matthew Stafford. How you doing, bud?
Matthew!
Doing good. What's going on, guys? Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, congratulations. Great win against our poor, poor Giants.
Yeah, we needed that one. It's tough to go on the road anywhere, so we'll take the dub anytime we can get it, that's for sure. Yeah.
These guys are sour Giants fans, just so you know. So.
Yeah, it's been tough.
By the way, I like how Matthew said it's tough to go anywhere, as if even there is kind of tough. But, you've played great your whole career. You've been an all-pro, and you've just, you know. But how is the difference now? How great is it to be on this great team winning, and does it just change everything?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm having a blast. I have a great time coming to work. I get to play with a bunch of great players, coached by some great coaches. So I'm pinching myself, loving every second of it, just trying to make the most of my chances. You know, it's been a good start. Got to keep it rolling, but you know, I'm loving life right now. It's pretty good.
All right, I gotta ask a question because I know how much you must hate this. How bad do you hate fantasy questions from fans? Because people think they're fantasy. Their fantasy teams very seriously. So is it annoying? Is it in the back of your head? Are you aware at the end of a week what fantasy numbers you put up?
I have no understanding. Like, I don't play it, so I don't know. I just know
neither,
it's
bro.
Like if I have good stats at the end of the game, people are happy. And if I don't, then people are mad at me. But I don't really pay too much attention to it. And if I just always tell people, I hope I helped you. If not, then sorry.
Listen, I got to say, I'm not just saying it. I can prove it. You're my starting quarterback as well. I'd like to say that you
are
very
right.
You did great. Big 4 touchdown passes. That's good stuff. Thank you.
So if you have a bad game, don't look at Conley's Instagram.
That's right.
So have you been able to get on the golf course with Andrew Whitworth? Because we saw his swing the other day and it looks unbelievable.
Powerful.
Yeah, he's. I've played with him a few times. I was actually playing with him in Mexico when I got traded here. He's an impressive athlete for a big man. You guys, if you saw that swing, it's he moves it good for a big dude and hits it clean. I mean, he's a really good golfer.
I didn't know you were a golfer. You got a bunch of golfers on that team, huh?
Yeah, we like to play a little bit, but in the season, I don't get out as much, really ever. Witt's got, I think he's got a simulator in his house, so he's hacking away, I think, every
nice.
Tuesday.
I used to have one of those.
What happened?
Yeah,
took it away?
He
got repossessed.
Yeah. I moved. I didn't have space for it.
So what's, aside from the weather, what's the big difference between Detroit and California?
An offensive line, for one.
I mean, just about everything, to be honest with you. Took a lot of getting used to. We're loving it. But I would say the biggest thing right now that we're loving is the weather. This time of year, you get in Detroit, it can get gray quick, cold quick. Snow comes before you know it. So the fact that it's 72 and sunny, I get to practice outside and that every day is, I pinch myself. I'm looking at the mountains as we're practicing. Pretty unbelievable thing.
And I know everyone's asking you the same thing, but you're playing Detroit. Is it really, honestly, just another game, or is there something a little extra special? First of all, you're playing against some of your ex-teammates, probably friends. I mean, it's got to mean a little something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got a bunch of great friends on that team, both guys that are suiting up and playing and guys maybe that are injured. I got, you know, friends in the front office, coaching staff, all that kind of stuff. So, I think before the game, I'll get a chance to say hey to some of those guys and talk to them, which will be great. Great to see them. Once the ball snap, man, I just want us to win. You know, I'm going to do everything I can to help us win. It's a home game, so it's a big one for us. Got to make sure that we protect the home field and play at a high level. You know, but before and after the game, it'll definitely feel different. I also have never done this. You know, I've never been at a place for 12 years and played that team. So that's what I'm thinking it's going to be like, but I'll tell you afterwards.
And what do you think, aside from the team here, I mean, is it just the culture that McVay brings to this team that changes everything? I know there were a couple of years where it looked like Detroit could go somewhere, but it was definitely a tough ride for you. So what is the biggest difference here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes a long way. You know, and he does a great job. Coach McVay does an unbelievable job of, you know, just kind of permeating that vibe through the building. You know, they do such a great job here of just being a positive outfit. And it's always easy to be positive when you have as much success as they've had. So I'm just happy to be a part of it now and try to keep it going.
Do you think I could pull off Sean McVay for Halloween? Possibly. People tell me
I could spike up your hair.
I could spike up the hair, throw out the facial hair, throw on the Rams. You know, I think I could pull
put
off. Throw
you
a
on
headset.
A box. Put you on an Apple box.
That's what I'm going to be for Halloween. I'm saying it right now. I'm going to be Sean McVay for Halloween, and I will pull it off.
You're not going to be Gilligan? Saying,
I think
he's Gilligan every year.
I was waiting to hear what Matthew thought. I don't know. I
mean, do what do you think?
No, I think he got a chance at it.
Right? I'm a little bit older than him, but...
Just bring the juice, man. You just got to bring the juice. You'll be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Some energy.
You got to hit the gym a little bit, bro.
I can't wait till they do the move and they offer it to Dylan. It would be amazing.
So I'm going to be McVay instead.
So Matthew, because we're all vain guys over here, did you watch Entourage? Do you know who Dylan is even?
Does Dylan look remotely familiar to you?
I did. I heard Brian Allen was on earlier, and he's a mega fan. I probably watched it a little just a bit more casually, right. But I loved it. It was an awesome show. You know, love getting to follow Vinny and the boys.
What are you watching now, like on TV, since we get into TV questions with the athletes we talked to?
But I don't really have a ton of time. I'm watching a bunch of sports at the moment, watching the baseball playoffs and all that. But I did just watch, we had the flight to New York and back, so I had a little Netflix time and got Squid Game in.
I knew it. I knew he was going to say that.
Solid gory action. But it was pretty good. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
A lot of violence.
Yeah, unexpected. Little red light, green light caught me off guard. But
you have four or five kids under five or something insane like that?
I got four daughters under, they're four and under. I have twins, a three-year-old and a one-year-old. So it's a little bit of a zoo at the house, but it's fun.
Not a lot of free time. I mean, I have one and she's 4 months and my TV game is out the window. I can't imagine four really puts a damper on your Netflix, right? You got to be on a plane or something, right?
Yes, exactly. I need an away game, long flight where I can binge watch. Other than that, I don't have much time for it.
And how many are you going for? Is that it? Or are you going to get a whole team going?
Oh, yeah, I'm done. I don't
want
to
get a boy. You need one boy. You got to keep going.
Oh, yeah. You know, tried that twice. Didn't work. So, yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to cut your losses and go.
So, Matthew, you've been fortunate enough to have some pretty great receivers in your day, right? I mean, Megatron was there, right? You, Calvin Johnson.
Golden Tate.
Some big guns. Is there a defensive back that you look at out on the field and you try to avoid? Is there anybody that cuts a defensive back that cuts off a portion of the field in your opinion?
Oh, the guy we got, number five, is pretty solid.
It's better that he's
Jalen does
team,
an unbelievable job. When playing against him, he's as good as they get, and he makes us sharper in practice. But then I would say, you know, guys that I've played with in the past that are a little bit like that, Revis, when he was at the top of his game, that was an island, man. He was pretty unbelievable. And I think Pat P early on, Patrick Peterson, and still playing at a high level, but he was for a few years there. You didn't even want to throw it over there because he played receiver better than your guys most of the time. So there's a few, but in the game right now, number five on our team's the guy I'd like to have. So I'm glad we got him.
And now seeing Aaron Donald in practice, I mean, is it a different thing seeing this guy every day?
It's unfair, man. He used to do that stuff to me when I was playing against him, and it's a whole lot better to be sitting back there in the red jersey, that's for sure, knowing he can't touch me. But he's back next to me quite often.
I was wondering, he's not allowed to lay a finger on you, right?
Yeah. Can't hit me, but he just buzzes the tower a bunch when he goes by and lets me know that he would have gotten there. So he's unbelievable to watch every day in practice and in the games. I mean, he's a one-man wrecking crew up there. It's pretty fun to watch.
And we talk about trick plays. How often do you practice? And do you have a favorite trick player? Would you rather just do the conventional? I mean, what's your thoughts?
We're pretty conventional here. You know, I feel like we don't run a ton of trick plays. In the past, I've run some. My last coordinator in Detroit, Daryl Bevel, we ran quite a few. Opened the game at Green Bay on Monday night with a flea flicker, which is always fun. You know, I've had some go just perfect and hit some touchdowns, some long plays. I've had some. What are they doing?
When a trick play doesn't work, it's just like, my goodness,
what was he thinking?
That was disgusting.
Personal questions, because, you know, Kevin Dillon and I somehow got suckered into working for Kevin Connolly, which is very bizarre. But I know your wife is doing a podcast with Kevin Connolly.
She's part of the Action Park Media family.
Does she come home and complain like Dillon does about Connolly or no?
He's a tyrant.
No, she's loving it. I'm proud of her, man. She kind of came to me with that idea. And just bouncing off, you know, hey, what do you think? And I was like, I mean, sure, go for it. I mean, she had no experience in really doing that. But I listened to one the other day, and I think she's doing a hell of a job. So I'm happy for her. Something she's having fun with. I appreciate you guys, you know, helping her out with all the editing. I get to see her more now that she doesn't have to do that herself. So you guys are doing me a solid there. I appreciate it.
Are you a big Dodger fan?
Yeah, I mean, always just had the personal connection, you know, with Kershaw. So it was always
right. Kershaw's your boy, right?
Yeah, pulling for him.
You guys like grew up together, right?
Yeah. We are. I think we played on the Blue Bombers soccer team together when we were in like kindergarten, maybe. He was the goalie. We called him the Wall. He was.
Who's got a better arm? Come on, who's got a better?
That's
arm?
What I'm saying. I mean, was there a quarterback battle with you?
No,
guys?
No, like or? I think he played center for me in eighth grade. So that's he was unreal. A little shorter and stouter, we could say, when he was in the eighth grade. And then he shot up and got, you know, tall and lean like he is now, kind of in high school. And that's when 97 from the left side came, and he became just unbelievable. But he's always been a great baseball player. And I like to tell people that I think we both just chose the right sports. I would have been mediocre at baseball, maybe, you know, traveling around on a minor league bus somewhere for a bunch of years. And then I'm not sure he would have made it in football. So we picked the right sports and ended up all right.
Wow, that's
amazing.
How old were you guys when you were hanging out? I mean, was it like 12 years old?
Or? We were younger than that. I mean, we were buddies from like probably like six years old on through high school, and then he left and went straight to the majors, or you know, to the minor league system, and then I went to Georgia, and we kind of, you know, everybody's doing their own thing for a while, and it's awesome to be back in the same city with him, you know, 13 years later.
He's an absolute beast. Do you get to go? Have you gotten to go see any games, or are you just too busy?
Yeah, I got to see one. Kelly and I went his first game back. You know, he's on, you know, the, what do they call it? The injury list now. I don't know. But he had the forearm tightness and all that kind of stuff going on. His first game back against the Diamondbacks, Kelly and I went and saw that. So it was cool to see him pitch live and do his thing in L.A.
Did I detect any sarcasm when you said forearm tightness? Like you would ever miss a game with forearm tightness? I don't know. I'm just wondering.
No. He had a real deal. I checked in on him. It's a big thing. And honestly, like for football players, we don't have to throw it as hard as we can every single time. Those dudes are up there, I mean, putting their tendons on the line every time they throw that thing because they're bringing it, you know, 95 miles an hour and snapping off a slider. So I didn't know what they listed him on. On the injury list, so I went with forearm tightness.
But LA Sports is looking up, which is great. The Lakers are just stacked, which is going to be incredible. So I know we wish you the best of luck and hopefully get a Super Bowl back to LA this year. It'd be amazing. You know,
that's the plan. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for joining
us.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on, Matthew.
You got it, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Matthew Stafford, Victory of the Podcast, Rams edition. Thank you very much, Matthew.
Victory!
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.